In the first reading from the prophet Isaiah, there's a great light that breaks over the people who are in darkness. The darkness is not entirely described, so maybe we can relate it to some of our own experiences, maybe of suffering or trials, or the burden and the oppression that comes from sin and unforgiveness. Isaiah describes this darkness as a yoke, a burden, and even the rod of a taskmaster doling out a beating. It can be abuse, a feeling of despair or loneliness. It can be the oppression that comes from habits of sin. Whatever your experience of darkness, Isaiah says that the Lord wants to smash it. He doesn't just want to give you encouraging words. He wants to lift you out of your darkness and smash the causes of it. Do you have any doubt that he can do it? In the gospel, Jesus says to Peter and Andrew, "I will make you fishers of men." Well, the point of fishing is to take fish out of their natural environment. Fish are swimming around in water, really oblivious to any world beyond their watery home. And really, they can't go beyond their watery home on their own, at least, right? I will make you fishers of men. Jesus wants to take us out of the world that we've grown accustomed to. It's often said that if you want to know what water is, don't ask a fish. They're too immersed in it to know anything different. Sometimes we too can be too immersed in our world to know anything different. Sometimes we can be so surrounded by mediocrity that we forget about excellence. Sometimes we can settle into habits of a sin and forget about holiness. It doesn't have to be big sins. Sometimes it's sins of omission, neglecting charity, neglecting patience towards another. Sometimes we neglect holiness, or neglect zeal for the faith, or zeal for the gospel, or neglect times of prayer. Jesus wants the fishermen in his church to pull us out of our ruts, to pull us out of business as usual, to pull us out of the secularism of this secular world. And when he uses the word repent, he's speaking to each and every one of us. Repent means to stop, take a step back, turn around, and look at what I've been missing, and how I've let myself grow too comfortable with the secularism of our secular world. Repent. When we come to Mass, it's the fishermen pulling us out of the secular world that constantly is trying to become our only world, to fill up our time, to fill up our interests, to fill up our appetites. There's an underlying whisper there. This world's all you need. This world can provide for all your needs. And the unspoken whisper is equally strong. What do you even need faith for? What do you even need God for? We need to let ourselves be pulled by the fishermen out of the secular water so that we can breathe during this sacramental moment the fresh and clean and sacred air of heaven. The fishermen were Peter and his brothers, the apostles. And today, that's the Pope and the bishops. And here, there are no whispers. Here, the Word of God is proclaimed. And here, the sacrament of God's own flesh is broken and shared in Holy Communion. Here, the secular is renounced for the sacred. Here, we renew our vision of a life in a world that's without divisions, but united in the mind and the purpose of Christ, as St. Paul writes. He said, Are there divisions among you? Is Christ divided? Here we repent. And there are practical ways to carry the sacred vision with us when we leave here. Making time to pray and read the scriptures are important. Making time to go to confession is important. Taking advantage of sacred opportunities when they arise is important. Is the fisherman pulling you to make a holy hour? To come to a charismatic prayer meeting? To join a Bible study or a faith group? To pray for an end to the death penalty and abortion and euthanasia? To help at Loaves and Fishes or the food bank? To participate in the Midwest March for Life that will be coming in a few months? The secular world whispers that it'd be more fun to go to a movie. Or more necessary to stay home. But life is sacred, not secular. And the fishermen pull us to support sacred life in every way that we can. At the end of that second reading from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he reminds us that the cross of Christ will not be emptied of its meaning. Its meaning proclaims to us the death of the secularism of this world. Or maybe more soberly, but truthfully told, Christ's cross acts as the fisherman pulling us to die. To die to the secularism and gossipy whispering of this world, but also pulling us to live for the sacred, to live for the gospel, to live for the kingdom of heaven. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the fisherman is pulling us deeper into it. I may get in trouble for saying this, but I'm going to be just a little bit stereotypical. Women tend to be more mystical than men. They tend to be able to connect with the faith on sometimes a more emotional level, but oftentimes on a deeper level. And nevertheless, men are called to be leaders in the faith. And I want to challenge all the men of this parish to step up and be leaders in the faith in your homes and families and work and school. Do it. Do what the Lord is calling you to do. Lead your family in the faith. And I want to challenge all the women of this parish to use your mystical gifts to be an essential help in that leadership, to be the rudder or the weather vane, in a sense, that points the way. We need both men and women to do your part. So here's the homework for the week. Each morning this week, ask Jesus to smash your darkness and ask him to make you leaders in the faith.